Maybe a question for yes, William, you want to take it?
And I would invite Beverly to weigh in, of course. I did want to, you know, this fine balance between so having a tool or having a geriatric assessment, whether it's patient reported, it's something a nurse does in the clinic. I keep hearing, honestly, Harvey Cohen in the back of my head. So he always would say to us, you know, when you've seen one geriatric oncology practice, you've seen one geriatric oncology practice. And that there isn't a simple solution at any of the places because they're different in different places. And what you're going to do determines what you're going to evaluate to begin with. I can have an assessment, but if I don't have any way to do anything about it, then I've wasted my time. If I happen to have a really good falls clinic, or I happen to have someone who knows how to deal with frailty where I am, and I can get the expertise of a geriatrician, then I can do a different kind of evaluation. And sometimes I think we're lost saying, what's the best tool? When really what's the best tool is what will work in your practice to get things done for our patients that is directed at what they really need, which is function and cognition and frailty evaluation. So I have a hard time figuring out, like, is it okay to do patient reported? Should we do objective? Yeah, it all needs to be. The truth is, a lot of it needs to be done. But for your practice, what do you need to do to make the biggest impact in the time that you have requires implementation, which is what Hans said a minute ago.
Beverly.